Hello, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Ooh.
Love it.
That's beautiful. We need a song. We need like an intro.
Yeah, we're going to make one.
Yes.
We need a jingle.
Yeah. I love it.
Elise's going to come up with some kind of a jingle or a song for our podcast.
Yeah, I'll see what AI can come up with.
Yeah.
That's how I generate
or
anything.
We can sing into these mics.
Ooh.
I can't sing.
I can't either.
I am not singing.
Me neither.
Julia, you can sing.
We can. No.
I like have a feeling that you can sing.
You have such a beautiful voice.
I like to sing, but I'm not good.
Really? I had no idea. What do you sing?
Anything. Just like in the shower.
In the shower?
In the shower, yeah.
In the car?
Yeah.
I never sing.
It's fun. Even if you're not good, it's fun.
I don't
my
know.
My mom likes to sing. My mom wanted to sing at my wedding.
Oh, really?
And I told her no.
Oh.
I was like, I know you're good, but you're not a professional. And I don't want you to like mess up and get embarrassed. So I said, not this time.
Well, who knew? I had no idea that you were a singer.
I'm not.
But
it's
you
just
could
for
be.
Fun. If I got some training.
Huh. You should get a coach.
I swear I'm not good.
Would you ever get a coach?
That'd be good. If I had the time.
I
feel like that just would take so much time.
The girl who gives me Botox, her name's Katie Mann. She actually takes singing lessons. And she does
really?
It. Yeah, like, and I'm pretty sure she does it on Skype. It's so crazy to hear her tell the stories. I just crack up. I think it's so funny.
Maybe I'll look into that.
She says she's really bad, but she wants to get to a point where she can sing in the car with people around and not be embarrassed.
Aww.
Which I think is so cute.
And people hear her and they're like, whoa, you're actually good.
You have to be really brave, though, to go on Skype and do singing.
Oh, like,
with a coach.
I'd be so embarrassed.
I would, too. I could never. But I'm a really bad singer.
Same.
Really bad.
Same.
And I also have no desire to be better.
Me neither.
I have some goals in life, but singing's not one of them.
See, if I could have any skill,
it'd
be just to be incredible. Like
really?
Yeah.
Incredible, you should
do it. Incredible singer. But
get
I feel like
lessons.
That takes some natural talent. Yes, you can take some lessons and get better, but some people are born with it.
Do you want to try singing something on the microphone and we'll judge you?
No, thank you.
Absolutely not.
That
would be really putting you on the spot. So I was thinking this morning, so I knew we had to record a podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking this morning how this is not natural to me.
Really?
Yeah. Like I'm a high anxiety person. And just the thought of talking on a microphone, I feel like it's very nerve-wracking to me.
I thought that like because you're good at stories, like Instagram stories, you would be like comfortable in front of a mic because I feel like you're so natural talking on stories.
Well,
and that's a video.
I mean, I'm glad I could fool you, but I do not think I'm natural. Like it's taken years and years to be able to like pull out my phone and talk on a camera. Right. Because you like analyze everything about yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, you know, you want to like redo it because you say a word funny or you slow your words or you start rambling, which I do all the time. So I think it's just taken a lot of years.
Well, no, I think you sound really good.
I think you
sound natural. I feel like if anything, like we probably have less experience talking like this because we don't do it. We don't do stories and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
But it is nerve wracking. I feel like my heart rate goes up a little bit.
Yeah,
but then
we start
talking and I feel like it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. But this is definitely not something that I'm like, yeah, let's go record a podcast. Hopefully I get to that point. But
it'll get better.
I think so too. So it's a good thing that we're going to practice a lot.
Yeah.
So
speaking of your Instagram stories, what happened this week on your stories, Sherry?
Oh, gosh. There's always some kind of a drama. So this week, John was out of town this week. So I had a lot of alone time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get home from work, I like to put on my show, which is Bloomberg. But in the new house, I do not know how to work the television remote. So I need John to do that. So I couldn't find my show. So I put on Fox News and the Secretary of State started speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was her first time speaking. She spoke so well. And I'm like, whenever people like, particularly women who are young speak really well, I'm just like so envious. Like I'm so in awe because I feel like I'm one of those people that I would say like I watch Jeopardy And sometimes I know the answers, but I cannot get them out.
Yeah.
Like I cannot, like I just can't think fast.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I feel that.
Yeah. So the way she spoke and answered questions, so she was just so quick on her feet. It was like super cool. So anyway, I took a story. I put it on Instagram and, you know, got a lot of like go girl messages. And then some people who like just hated her, right? Because yeah. she's Donald Trump's Secretary of State. But anyway, so one of the women DM'd me. It was a little bit harsh. What did she say? I don't remember what she said. But I wrote her back, which usually I don't try to engage, right? I just ignore.
Yeah.
Right? But every once in a while, you get kind of like that fighting spirit where you want to like engage with her yeah. and like win the conversation, even though there's usually no winning.
Yeah.
And you know, when you respond to someone who's like angry, it's not like you go away from that thinking, oh, I feel good about that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Like it doesn't make you feel better.
Yeah.
John and I always talk about this. Is it good to engage with someone who disagrees with you? Probably not. Like, yeah. you never end up, like, going away and being like, oh, I won.
Yeah. Right? Or you change their mind or
no,
something.
You don't change their mind. You don't win. You don't go away. Like, it weighs heavy on you then the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's just a big mistake. Yet, I still do it sometimes. but anyway, so we had a conversation. She was pretty angry. And I don't know. I was like, I'm not going to fight with you. And kind of stepped away from it afterwards. I posted it on Instagram, got a lot of feedback, like, you know, why she's so angry. But she ended up coming back around that evening. I took an Instagram story while I was in the shower. This is kind of embarrassing. I took one Instagram story in the shower. I have a new shower and it's huge. And I was trying to take a video of my plant that I just bought that was right outside my shower. And you could somewhat see my reflection in the mirror and I was in the shower. So,
did you guys see it?
No.
Okay, good.
No, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
Luckily, no one that works here saw it.
No one saw it. How long was it up for?
Oh, gosh. Probably like 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
But she wrote to me, she DM'd me immediately and it's like, oh, you should probably take that down. You can see your reflection in the shower. So there was two shocking things. One, she wrote back to me.
Yeah.
Because I thought she went away. I thought she hated me. She unfollowed. Usually they hate you. They unfollow you.
Yeah.
I thought it was over. And so I looked at it and I'm like, okay, yeah, you actually can see my reflection in the shower. I should take that down. So I took it down. Then I wrote back to her, thank you.
And she saw it within 5 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, that's the biggest thing, that usually your biggest haters on Instagram are your most, like, they watch everything you do.
Mm-hmm. So quickly. Yeah.
Like, my biggest hater on Instagram, I'm not going to name her name, but she follows me. Mm-hmm. She's criticized me probably for 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, not every day, but, like, once a month, I'll get some really, like, really bad DM from her and I just ignore it.
Yeah.
But she doesn't go away. She just, that's what she likes to do.
It's entertaining enough for her to do that.
Yeah. And I just ignore it at this point. But anyway, so this girl actually came back and she kind of somewhat apologized and it was kind of a great ending. And I feel I feel like we're good now.
Yeah.
No, so I feel really good about it.
It's kind of great when that happens because then, I don't know, you both realize that you're just human. Like, you know, like she realized maybe that was a little out of line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it was a little harsh.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't know that I can ever remember anybody else doing that. Has anybody else done that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I don't think so.
What time.
So she's like really rare.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like I'll always forgive someone too if they come back and they're like, you know what, I was wrong, like, sorry.
I wasn't even really mad at her. I just think people are like high anxiety, they're really emotional, they want to like just lash out, like to make themselves feel better, but it really doesn't make you feel better when you lash out. So I wasn't really even mad at her, but I thought it was cool that she kind of, you know, said she was sorry. And you know, I think she's still around.
That's nice.
So anyway, that was my Instagram drama for the week. There's always something fun. I always tell you guys, we'll have to share more of the stories.
Just post some nude on your story. No big deal.
Oh my gosh. I still can't believe I did that. All right. So I don't think I've ever done that before. I have taken like video of like products in the shower while I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
Like my.
And you kind of check to make sure there's no reflection anywhere. Yeah. But.
So I can't believe this one. I missed this one. So Yeah, that was a first.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I love that you posted the screenshots of the conversations with the lady on the stories because, you know, that was entertaining for me.
Yeah, I think once in a while I do that, you know, and I try not to do it too much because then you get all the DMs. It's like, don't pay attention to your trolls, this and that.
Yeah.
But once in a while, I just like to show kind of the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, this is what some DMs look like. Not most of them, like 1%.
Yeah.
1% of people are just kind of, I would say, trolls.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people who are so kind and supportive. Yeah. And
oh, for sure. Most are.
Yeah.
Right? But honestly, the trolls, I would say, you know, when I started doing this, the 1%, they could really get me down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm a super sensitive person.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have tears. People would be so mean. And then I would try to fight back. And then I would feel worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been years and years to the point where I can just kind of tune it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really affects you at first. But then
it really does.
Grow.
People are brutal.
Tough skin?
Yeah, like a thicker skin.
Yeah, thicker skin.
I definitely have gotten the thicker skin now,
mm-hmm.
which is, I feel like, so nice.
Yeah.
Right? Like, just the confidence to be able to tune that out.
Because you realize that all these things people are saying about you aren't who you actually are. You know who you are.
Yep.
And what they're saying is just what their perception is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So if you know it's not true, it shouldn't. You know, it shouldn't affect you, but it does. Yeah. It does.
And the other thing is, like, you can't control what people want to think about you,
mm-hmm.
right? You can just be who you are.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're going to think about me a certain way that's not true, it's not, that's on you.
Yeah.
Right? It's not
agreed.
On me.
Agreed.
So yeah, we're getting, I'm growing. I got my big girl panties on and I'm okay now. So no more crying over, you know, the trolls. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that I did this week, it's kind of about an influencer. So an influencer had her baby within the last couple of weeks. Brooklyn and Bailey.
Ooh. You guys
know her?
Yes. So excited about the baby boy.
Yes. He's super cute. I mean, she hasn't like shown the face or anything, but she's done like a name reveal this week.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I like to do, and sometimes I talk about it with Yulia at work too, is I like to guess influencers' babies' names. So before they announce it,
and swear I tried to do it for this one, but I can't find my list anywhere. So I must have not done it.
Wait, so you did you guess the name?
So I was close. Very close.
You're kidding.
So I had, let me see, how many did I guess? I guessed, okay, I did have a pretty big list. There's like 15 here, but it was second on my list. I guessed Archie. And the baby's name is Archer.
Wow. How did you guess? Ah. How did you know?
So, okay, the biggest hint that she gave right before she gave birth, she made like a couple different videos of like, here's names that I'm not using.
Okay.
And then she said, my biggest hint is that it's similar to Sawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Same vibe.
Same vibe. And then she said, it's just very my name, like my vibe. And like, since I followed her for like a long time, I knew a lot about like her vibe. She showed her nursery. She said it very much like fits the nursery vibe. And there was actually some drama about the baby name because the lady that did the photography on her birth posted her Instagram and said like, thank you for letting me like, you know, take photos for you guys, Brooklyn and Hunter. And the husband's name is Dakota, so she edited it and took away Hunter and put Dakota. So she meant to put Brooklyn and Dakota. But everyone thought she accidentally put the baby's name before the baby name reveal, so Hunter is the name. So I fell for this.
So who's Hunter? Did she get?
Yeah.
Did she just get her husband's name wrong?
I have no idea.
She must have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's no Hunter.
Yeah. So later on, she was like, Brooklyn came out and was like saying all the theories of baby names before she revealed it. She was like, everyone thinks it's Hunter because of this situation.
Right.
But really, the photographer doesn't know my husband that well and just got it mixed up.
Okay, so what was that?
I still don't get how did you guess Archie? Like, how does
I don't even know.
You just have to think of names that are kind of similar. Yeah, and just make a list. There's a girl on TikTok. What's her name? That like does the baby name
doodles,
baby name predictions, and she always does it, and she almost always gets it right.
Practically like, always gets it right.
And there was something. There was like she did it and guessed a name. Mm-hmm. What was the name? Dallas or something?
I forget which one was her top pick.
I think she might have said Dallas.
Yeah,
for the baby name, and then Brooklyn and Bailey posted some videos reacting to that. So I think everybody thought it was Dallas because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that girl was wrong. But I think it was on her list still.
Yeah, I think Archer was definitely in her list. Yeah. So she guessed like 25 names, mm-hmm. and Archer was actually in there.
And
so
she gives, did get more accurate. She gives all this like reasoning too, yeah. behind it. Like, oh, it's their fit. There's family names. Or, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
I had no
it's
idea fun. This was a thing.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But yeah, it totally fits their vibe because she had a very like dark green room with like cowboy hats and just it seemed very like forest, like hunt. That's why it's I thought green. It was Hunter because it fit her theme so well. So like Hunter wasn't on my list. So I thought I was wrong. But then, yeah, I went back to my list and I was like, oh, I guessed Archie and it was second. My first name was Lawson and then Archie.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Yep.
I'm kind of shocked that this is a thing yeah. and that you guys know how to do this. I don't think I would have ever guessed that. I mean, now that you say it, it makes
if you,
sense.
If you know someone a little yeah, bit, if you right. know, yeah, a little right. bit about their personality.
Yeah. It makes more sense when you, like, know them well. I, like, did it for JC Marie.
Oh, okay. yeah.
And I guess Penny was my closest guess, yeah. and she named her baby Benny.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
I guess something really close to, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, you had a wow. really close one.
Okay, next time this happens, I want to play.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I want to
yeah.
see if I can yeah. learn I mean, how to
there's,
do this.
There's a bunch of influencers that are pregnant right now, probably. We can pick someone.
All right. Yeah. We're going to, yes. we should have a contest yes. in the office.
Yeah.
Right?
We should.
We could make a prize too.
Yeah. Like
something
that'd be
fun.
Good. Whoever's closest gets something.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing to do. I love doing it. I've done it like 5 times now.
So funny.
Yeah. Well, we have another topic about The Bachelor. Have you been keeping up on The Bachelor? See, this was actually like 4 years ago, which is Matt James. Do you know Matt James?
Oh, yeah. I actually, that? I think I watched that that one with, I think that was the last Bachelor that I actually followed and watched with John.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And I haven't watched it since. I haven't watched it since Chris Harrison left. Okay. Was so, Chris Harrison on it back then?
I think that was that season that
I
he
think
got
he
kicked
was.
Off.
I think that was his last season. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's why. It was last season I watched. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy, the
you
story.
Saw, okay, you saw everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With Rachel.
Yeah.
So you know how it started out, he didn't pick her. He didn't ask her to marry him, right? Mm-hmm. And then they broke up for a little bit after that, and they got back together and were together for like four years.
Wait,
four
who
years.
Did he pick?
Rachel Kirkconnell.
No, but what, you said he didn't originally pick her?
He didn't propose to anyone. So he said, I still want to maybe date you, but I'm not ready.
Yes.
But that was 4 years ago.
Right.
And then 4 years later, they're like, what? They're like 28 and he's 30.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Like, if you're dating for that long and you're that age, like, you should know if you want to marry someone, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
But he's been saying stuff about, like, whether it's, like, Instagram comments or interviews. He's like, yeah, marriage is on the way.
Yeah, no, he seemed really ready, but...
Did you listen to the Call Her Daddy episode with Rachel?
I did not, but I read like a little blurb about it. So okay. I kind of know what happened. Well, I think that's it's actually pretty common. So John and I dated for 4 years mm-hmm. and I had to give him an ultimatum
mm-hmm.
after 4 years. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, if we're not getting married, I'm out.
Yeah.
Right. And that finally made him come around.
Mm. Open his eyes. And
mm-hmm.
say, oh, shoot.
Yeah. So I totally relate to what happened there
mm-hmm.
and I don't think my guess is after 4 years if he wasn't I think she should have probably left a while ago
yeah
but it's hard
you should watch like, the episode it's
yeah.
it's honestly super it's so sad it's like
yeah
it
but it isn't it
see.
Isn't
yeah
because in the end like it might have been brutal but he did her a favor because she's just seems like a lovely person
yeah
mm-hmm. You know yeah. she's beautiful she seems to be you know really interesting she mm-hmm. has her head on straight she seems really fun
yeah
so let her find someone who right like yeah. loves her as much as she
yeah
loves
for
them.
Sure everyone's like she is going to thrive after this
for
and
sure.
probably within 4 years she'll be married to someone that like she's thriving with
mm-hmm. yeah if she's looking to get married I'm sure there's a ton of guys who would fall in love with her
yeah
so in the end I think everything happens for a reason
yeah
but it was a little brutal
mm-hmm.
I'll try yeah. to listen to the podcast mm-hmm. it's on Call Her Daddy
yeah
okay
Yeah, someone recently had, like, a theory about, like, the situation that happened
mm-hmm.
About the actual breakup while they were, like, in Tokyo. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, he just kind of, it seemed like practically overnight just broke up mm-hmm. with her while, and you know, on this trip right before she's on her way home and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then posted the story and everything. Someone was saying on TikTok, I don't know if you saw the video, she was like, Maybe like because it was all about like being mad about picking like a food spot, she was thinking Tokyo is my favorite place ever. Oh. Now we're, you know, it's a big deal. This dinner, maybe he's going to propose. So maybe she was a little bit like overly mad.
I did see that.
Because of that, rather than just like, because she said she just randomly got worked up about
see,
it.
See, but I do that all the time. I randomly get worked up all the time. I cry for no reason. Yeah. My husband's always like, are you okay? Matt James didn't even ask her if she was okay.
Yeah.
He didn't say so anything annoying. To her at dinner.
Ugh. Wow.
That's crazy. But that could be a reason. She could. I guarantee every time they took a trip anywhere, she probably has it in the back of her mind. Like
yeah.
Maybe yeah. he's going to propose this time.
Yeah.
Because he kept saying it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Very sad.
That is sad.
Very sad. Another influencer that I've been keeping up with recently is Lindsay Arnold.
Okay.
Do you know her? Both of you
yes,
guys?
Yes.
Dancing with the Stars.
I used to always, yeah, watch her on Dancing with the Stars.
I've actually never seen Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Really?
I've never watched it.
I only watched the most recent season, so I only know her as Riley Arnold's older sister.
Do you like the show?
I liked the last season because I liked the people on the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then on TikTok, all the actual pros were posting.
Okay.
And so I actually liked the pros.
Got it.
So I don't know if I've just never watched it because none of the people, like, appealed to me.
Right.
But now, the last season, I'm, like, so into it.
I feel like I used to watch it a lot growing up, and then I took a break. In between, I didn't watch it for a really long time. And I think the season with Riley kind of mm-hmm. got everyone back into it.
Yeah, because she posted and got pretty popular mm-hmm. on TikTok. But yeah, Lindsay Arnold has been talking about her breast augmentation that she did like almost 3 weeks ago now. And mm-hmm. I like have to go back to her page and like check up on like every single piece of it. It's like so interesting.
So it's like a very detailed kind of like post-op kind of.
Yeah.
Descriptive, if you get a breast augmentation, here's what to expect kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is it pretty graphic?
No, I don't think she's said anything graphic.
So, like, what do you find the most interesting about the process of the breast augmentation?
I don't know. Like, people, like, ask her so many questions, and I'm like, I need to know the answers to these questions. Not that I'm even interested in getting the surgery.
So there are a lot of Q&As.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, so what's a question that's been asked that you found interesting?
So apparently, and I didn't know this until this Q&A, like, mm-hmm. you can do under the muscle versus over the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And then people want to know where the scars are.
Okay.
And then how many, is it cc's that you do?
Mm-hmm.
So then people were, like, curious about that.
Are they what else. Large?
No, they look very natural. And then she said that they will, you know, they're like a little bit more swollen right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it will like go down even more.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks very normal. If she didn't say anything, aside from seeing the difference of her before and after, I wouldn't notice.
Oh, okay. So it's barely even noticeable.
Yeah.
I feel like natural is kind of in.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Like there was a time period. Like in the 90s where, you know, the Pamela Anderson look was in
mm-hmm.
like big bolted on boobs
mm-hmm.
and now like natural kind of, you know, almost the braless look is even in.
Yeah.
Right. So, I think it's more what women want versus what women want to look like for men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's more in to just be yourself and, you know, not yeah. just a lot. Because I think there's a lot of men who still like that kind of bolted on yeah. Pamela Anderson look, yeah. right? So yeah. I'm sure they're not necessarily happy with the natural look. I don't yeah. know. There's some men who like, you know, more natural.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But that's really interesting. I haven't followed that, the breast augmentation with Lindsay Arnold, but I'll have to look at that.
The yeah. one thing, I haven't really been following it too much either, but the one thing I did see that she posted that was interesting was just how she talks about it with her daughters. Because her,
oh, yeah.
her kids are really young, right? I don't know
yeah,
how old
like
they are.
Yeah, like 3 and 2.
But obviously, like, her daughters know they have surgery, know she had surgery just because she's, like, all wrapped up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she can't really explain it. In like actually what it is because they're
right.
just so young
mm-hmm.
so it's like she kind of talks about how she talks about the process having young girls
yeah.
you know and also going through this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah. But I think a lot of your followers find your, like, what is it called? Your blepharoplasty? Is that what I say?
Oh yeah. I got my eyelids done. So I got an upper blef.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, yeah, the full word is blepharoplasty. I think I'm
okay.
saying it right. That was years ago.
Mm.
But I also, now that I'm getting older, I actually want to get an eyebrow lift Oh. Or I don't know what it's called. Maybe a forehead lift.
Mm-hmm.
Like where it raises your eyebrows.
Like a Kendall Jenner, like pull back.
I would love to get that done. So maybe I'll get that done.
Is that where it makes the tails like turn up a little bit?
I don't
know.
Because
of the skin?
I don't know. I don't know much about it other than the fact that I know that I have a really low brow. So if you're low-browed, you have more of a, like a tired look, and you definitely have more of a tendency to have more of a hooded eye, which is what I had. I still feel like I have somewhat of a hooded eye. It doesn't actually go away.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like with a forehead lift or a brow lift, whatever it's called, I think that would help me look more like awake, right? And the older you get, the more droopy you get, right? So. Yeah, it just happens, just aging. So no, I'm all about plastic surgery. If it makes you feel better, do it.
Like I agree.
Like I'm open to anything, and I don't care what people get. If it makes them happy, more power to you.
I love watching it and keeping up with like somebody's healing process and like how it goes. Even though I'm not interested because I hate needles and surgery and anything related to that, so I would never do. Even like I've thought about Botox in my forehead for like headaches and like things like that. And I'm like,
no,
I can't.
No. Yeah. Just drink water.
Yeah.
If you have a headache. Right?
Yeah.
You need Botox.
I'm just going to stick with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But another thing that happened this week is we met with Jorge. And he is a great local videographer. And he's done a lot of people that we kind of know of. And then John referred us to him. And so he is going to help us set up our video for podcasting.
We're super excited to actually, well, I don't know if we're really excited. We're optimistic that we'll look okay on camera.
Yeah.
But no, we want to video record these podcasts so you can get to know our faces and we can put it on YouTube, and then we can cut up little blurps that we find interesting, for reels, Instagram reels or TikToks or whatever, but loved Jorge.
Yeah, he was great.
Fantastic.
He's so nice.
Super personable, great energy. I feel like he was totally our vibe. And he'll hopefully be really helpful for us for our next steps with this podcast.
Yeah, I'm so excited for the clips and the whole episode to be up on YouTube and Spotify and everything.
Now that we're going to be recording it, we need like a set schedule. Because I need to know which day I'm on so I don't look totally terrible. I need
so you wear the right clothes.
Put some mascara on maybe, I don't know.
There you go.
Do a little something.
Yeah. Same.
Come camera ready because there is no dress code here and we can wear whatever we want.
Yeah.
I have been kind of trying to dress a little better for myself just because I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard in the morning. Like you just want to throw on a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Same.
Well, look, I think that there's probably a mix of, we could come wearing a blazer one day, but we also don't need to try too hard.
No. Just put together.
Yeah. I agree, though. Like, maybe a little mascara I'll put on, right? I think that.
And just mentally ready first thing.
Yeah. I think lighting is key, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that, like, he can make me look prettier with some good lights.
Yeah, maybe he can, like, put, like, a filter on.
Like a TikTok filter on the podcast.
Make the skin glisten a little bit.
Yeah. That'd be great. I'll ask for that.
Me too.
And then for our next podcast, just a little teaser here at the end. John and Sherry are going to have a podcast episode together.
We're going to try to record something today.
Yes.
Do you know what you're going to talk about yet?
I have no idea.
You have to make a little plan.
I probably should.
Yeah.
But no, I just want to get John on the mic. And, you know, John and I talk a lot on Instagram stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really ever plan anything, but I know that's only like 40 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing it'll just be a bigger version of that, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. We have a lot of new things that we're working on, like together as a couple. So maybe we talk about some of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know how that's going to go.
I feel like John will be really good at it.
We'll see.
He will. Yeah.
John's good at everything, so I'm sure he will be.
Yeah.
So he did tell me last night that some things will be off topic.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? Like, what will be off topic?
Is
like,
he a celebrity or something?
I don't know. What did I bring up? And he said, we can't talk about that. I was like, why not? Why would we not be able to talk about that?
He's going to make you sign an NDA.
John is, I feel like, a little bit more private than me.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I'm going to actually ask him if he thinks that.
Yeah, that's the first question.
I think he is. I think I'm more of an open book than him.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm going to ask him
what
he thinks.
Yeah,
I have a hunch he is, though, more private than
I am. I'm excited. Can we'll we see. Listen to it while you're filming it?
Well, you're going to be right here. To edit it? You're going to be sitting yeah. right here.
We're going to be the live audience.
Yeah. We don't have a private room. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, of course.
So if anything gets edited out, we're going to be here first and hear it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anything will. I'm yeah. not going to go like crazy. I honestly, we really don't have that many deep, dark secrets.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe three or four. Yeah. But we'll save those for future episodes. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The deep, dark secrets.
And then people will have more questions, I'm sure.
There mm-hmm. you go. Yeah.
And on Spotify, you can comment. So leave a comment if you ever have any questions or comments or feedback.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. we're just starting this out. We have no idea what direction this will take. But I think kind of being open-minded to anything at this point is good. Mm-hmm. So I think we're willing to talk about anything.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, pop culture, work stories, mm-hmm. like behind the scenes, which I think we should talk a lot about.
Yeah.
Like the business.
Yeah.
Because the business, I think people find really interesting.
Yeah.
And just what you guys do, what I do, what we're going to do, future plans.
Mm-hmm.
I think those could all be good podcast topics.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's fun just to get like a nice comment.
Wait, yeah. what?
Everyone's I saw some really nice comments on the other one.
Oh, yeah.
I just love listening to you guys. Oh, that is so nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sweet.
Yeah, most people are nice.
Yeah.
Did we get any troll comments?
No, we didn't.
Oh, good. No. Okay. They haven't found our way.
100%
found their
good.
Way. yeah. To the podcast.
Well, stay away, good. Please. I'm sensitive.
One thing we didn't talk about, but I'll leave here at the end, okay. is we worked on the order pickup option now. So at checkout, you can pick up here locally in Tempe.
We're really excited about this.
Yes. We got our first pickup today, right? They haven't
yes.
came yet.
Yes.
So we're waiting on them.
Yes, she's yeah. coming today.
We have yeah. everything ready. We're so excited.
It's yeah. really great because, like, if you have your kids in the car, you don't have to get out of the car.
Yeah, exactly.
We run it out to you. So yeah. you literally just text that you're here.
You click the button in your confirmation email that you're here.
I should let you describe this because yeah. I'm just, okay, you describe it.
That was going to be our first plan. So okay. our plan B was you open your confirmation email when you get here and it'll say on the sign when you get here. Just click that link and then that sends us a message and we will run it out to you as fast as we can.
And think about this. I don't know about you guys, but I always feel like I'm waiting to the last minute to order clothes for vacation. So if yeah. you're going on vacation tomorrow mm-hmm. and you need to order something for your kids mm-hmm. and you won't have time to, you know, have it shipped to you, mm-hmm. you can literally order it and then immediately come drive down to Tempe,
mm-hmm.
park in the designated parking spot, and we run it out to you and you yeah. have it for your vacation.
Yeah. Or if you're on vacation here.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you're on vacation here and you forgot something for your kids.
Yeah.
Or you just want something new and cute.
Yeah. We're only, what, like 10, 15 minutes away from the airport, so. Mm-hmm.
And we're like 15 minutes away from Scottsdale, too.
Yeah.
So we're
perfectly in the middle.
We really yeah. are. We're great. Yeah. We're close to Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is if you're going to a baby shower on Sunday
yeah.
and you don't have a gift and you want something really, really cute from Spearmint,
yep.
You can use this service. It's just mm-hmm. amazing.
Yep. So we're open from 9 to 4 for pickup if you order by noon. And sometimes we're even faster than that. So sometimes you might even get it even if you order afternoon. But if you order by noon, you can pick it up same day between 9 to 4 on business days.
Yeah, Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday.
So yeah. So take advantage of that if you're a local
yeah.
or if you're going to be in Arizona. We'd love to see you. Well, that was fun, you guys.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye.